listening.
Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Save travels to work this morning. Rachel and I are both extremely disappointed in producer Cal because we just found out something a little bit ago that he did over the weekend. Cal,
so disappointed.
Cal, what did you do on Friday night? Share with the world.
I stiffed my server because I thought she was a jerk, honestly.
And we used to be servers.
We used to be servers, and when he was telling us about this, we are taking a stand for servers. You should always tip your server.
You don't know their situation.
No,
you don't know if they're a single parent
and
they need that to survive. You don't know?
Here's the most ridiculous thing. Producer Cal, why did you stiff your server? Seriously.
Because she made several comments that were just rude. And it's like, why would you say something
but
like
what
that?
Did
but
you
I make
order?
Rude comments to you all the time.
I'm sorry, real quick. What did you order, though, on a busy Friday night downtown?
Chicken fingers.
You ordered a plate of chicken fingers.
Between two people.
To share.
Yeah.
And water.
What did you have to drink?
Water.
Two waters and a plate of chicken fingers to share. I think she was just trying to be sarcastically funny with you, and you got all like, oh, I'm producer Cal. It hurts my feelings.
She was trying to release her probably inner frustration and anger through some sarcasm, and you just took it the wrong way.
Well, still. Like, you have a job to do. Don't be mean.
Wow. You're so rude. Well, you know what? We have something for you right now, Cal. We have a little surprise for you.
Okay.
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Hello.
Hello.
Cal, do you recognize the voice?
I do not, actually.
Well, you should, because this is the server that you stiffed on Friday night.
What's that?
Cal, will you explain to the server on the phone why exactly you stiffed her on Friday night?
Well, here's the deal, okay?
He's squirming so bad right
I wish
now.
You could see his face.
Somebody.
I don't even know your name, honestly. I don't even remember your name.
That's
Kristen.
Nice of you.
Kristen.
Kristen?
Yes.
Okay. And then she made the comment, so how's your smorgasbord of food doing for you? And it was one of those things where it's like you really had to think about that comment before you made it. Like, she was just itching to say something.
I mean, I would have been itching to say something, too, if you ordered a plate of chicken fingers to share.
I mean, think about it. It's a Friday night. You're just hoping that you're going to make decent money. Someone comes in, and you get no tip.
Kristen, how mad were you when you saw the tip was zero?
Oh, I was so mad. It's horrible to pay to wait on someone. It's horrible.
What do you make? $2.13 an hour, right?
Right, right.
And here's the thing. Like, when you make that comment, and then when I tell you what I want to eat, when I give you my order, and you give me that look like, oh, that's all you're going to get. First of all, if I walk into any kind of establishment, a hostess or a host or a waitress's job is to make you feel welcome to your establishment and give you the urge to want to come back, which I did not get when I left there. There's no rule that says I need to order X amount of food or I need to pay this much for food. I wanted to split chicken fingers, and I don't see what the problem was, so...
All right, stop right there, Producer Cal. I can't hear any more of your diatribe. I'm listening to Producer Cal talk right now, and I'm sorry, being a former server and Rachel, you sound like a really high-maintenance guest that comes in.
I'm trying to be funny, but, you know, I mean, I get testy when I'm on a diet, too, so...
What did you think when Producer Cal and his date asked to order a plate of chicken fingers to split?
If you're going to split your meal with your girlfriend, you check your man card at the door. So maybe by him stiffing me, he was trying to get it back.
First of all, Kristen, I was not that hungry. And neither was she. So why would we order two separate things and probably not even finish it if we could split something and be perfectly fine?
Don't be a
Cal, you're going to go back and you're going to tip her 100%. Whatever the chicken fingers cost, you're going to tip her however much the chicken fingers cost.
I have a tip for you, Kristen. I have a tip for you. Be a little bit nicer to your guests.
Hey, Cal, on a side note, Rachel and I... We definitely, obviously, strongly disagree. Like, you should have tipped her over a plate of chicken fingers that might have cost $9 or $10. That's not really your server. It's just one of my good friends, Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Now, Cal.
I don't know who you are, but I don't like you already.
He's, like, so embarrassed, and now he just doesn't know what to do.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Hey, Jamie, thanks for playing along. You were great.
No problem.
Hey, have a great day, Jamie.
I will.
Yes, Cal, we got you, bro.
Oh, you were hilarious.
Here's the thing. That might have been my friend Jamie playing the server, but the rest of the story is true.
The
producer Cal
of the
really
story.
Did stiff somebody on Friday
exactly.
night.
Exactly.
You can't be doing that stuff.
Yes, I know. The thing is, Cal, next time you want to be a cheap ass, take your ass down the street to like some fast food joint so you don't have to worry about tipping. Okay, so it'll be all good. There you go.
All right. All right. Phone line's open right now. 239-1009. We want your opinion on this. Was producer Cal just being a high maintenance guest, or was he in the right to screw her over? It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio 100.9.